and growing and watching prohibition fall down.
All right, doing a grow talk. Grow talk. My favorite show still. I don't know. Sometimes we really roll good with the Wake and Bake, but
I enjoy talking to you on Wake and Bake, but the Grow Talk, I learn a shitload. When I read the comments and I stuff, I never really thought of that before. And I learned a
shit,
bunch.
Man. 912 episodes and definitely, yeah, still learning quite a bit. Today's show is a good one to learn on, so we'll get into it here. I'm trying to figure out, though, I looked as getting ready for the show, you know, Scotty, like pushing my hair back a little. We're looking okay. Are we good for the camera?
I
found one of those real long eyebrow hairs coming out. I'm like, what happens to your hair when you get older? Why does it do this shit?
Oh, God, it sucks, man. The ones that you can actually see, that's how you know you're getting old.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, weird you hairs. Can see weird your hairs. Own eyebrows.
I'm gonna go get my eyebrows waxed.
I dare you. I dare you. None so whatsoever. Get ripped off.
What do we need them for? I guess they keep water off, like when you're out in the rain and shit, and maybe shade your eyes a little bit.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. There's got to be some reason for them, though, right? What's the reason for eyebrows? Don't make me okay. I can't say it. Don't make me hey Siri. Right.
Let me give a preview of the Grow Talk while you figure that out. Today, we're going to talk about, we have Guru, are you here? Are you back with the Grow Talk?
I'm back.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. I think almost, what are you, fully recovered? 90%?
I still have cough. No, I'm not even close to fully recovered, but I'm functional.
He's got the, he's got the cough, man. He got the croup.
All right. We're going to see on today's show who's growing some dank and some grower questions off dudegrows.com. We're going to talk about the Emerson controller. By Play Dope, as well as, for real this time, as well as New Living Soil Bed by What Up Canna Cairo.
Also, yeah, what's up, homie?
Oh, we got a recharge question. Rendering other additives useless, ? By Chris Wig, as well as Root Growth in Veg versus Flower by Rusty Shackelford. See, it's coming on heavy today. And one more here, Are My Pots Too Small by the none other Smoked Out.
It's going to be a good one, dude. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Before we get into it, you know how I do. DGC membership over on dudegrows.com. $10 a month keeps this show coming at you. And I've been pondering every day, getting closer, Scotty, to figuring out. I always remember, like, as a kid when they pushed that one credit card, which one membership has its privileges? Discover, maybe, or something?
A high-functioning stoner card, man.
There we go. Sorry,
card,
yes.
Homie.
Membership has its privileges, such as free seeds from Seeds Here Now, 30% off recharge, 30% off in the DGC outlet. I was thinking about trying to reach out to like some grow store chains like GrowGen. So like DGC growers could roll up in a grow store and be like, yeah, DGC discount. You down? And like, you know, just trying to help you guys out for helping the show out.
I bet you we can get that done. Come on, we're going to make some phone calls.
I never thought I'd, you know, we'd be able to hook up some seeds for helping people help them support the show. So it's over on the homepage, guys. 1,000 shows. We want to be at 1,000 members, which is really the backbone of getting everything done around here. Other than that, yeah, on the homepage, dudegrows.com, you can check out support us tab and go from there.
Love it. Love it. Dude, can I drop a bombshell on you, dude?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I can miss the Emerald Cup. I've just heard from so many friends that are like, come on, we got to hang. I'm really having regrets, man.
You can't go back and forth. You can't be a flippy floppy.
You know what? I thought of what a jerk that girl was, and I really didn't think about all the friends that I wouldn't get to hang out with. So
it's not just that. It's a matter of, hey, it's on you. Maybe you just show up there. Depending on trying to do both events is definitely not in the financial constraints of our team because they're back to back. One weekend and then the next weekend as far as MJ BizCon and Emerald Cup. So, but I am not trying to deter you, sir.
You're trying to turd me?
Yes. I forgot to mention, we're giving away an SK400
yes.
with a new light engine October 15 for anybody that has signed up as a member. Let me know.
I'm sorry. You caught
me. Oh, I was like, I caught you mid-sip.
Mid-sip and with the cough button on. Come on, man. I'm being professional here, man. You won't even hear my ice jiggling. That's
if
right,
you
dude.
Want some Crockett Family Farm sour bananas seeds, guys. I believe this is a 12-pack. But worth over a hundy, my friend. Great genetics at Crockett Family Farms. That's
yes.
on the homepage, dudegrows.com. You can see the door prize. Anybody can enter. Thanks to Seeds Here Now for hooking this up. If you need any other seeds from Seeds Here Now, coupon code DUDE10 will help you out over on that site. Yeah, come on over to dudegrows.com and get yourself some great genetics.
Yeah, dude, you fucked me up. Every time I put ice in my drink now, I wonder what I'm doing. I wonder what untrustworthy thing I'm doing.
I think I might have, like, if it's like the winter time, you don't need any. It's like a summer, springtime thing. But it is weird. Like, my kids, like, will be even, like, if it's, let's say it's camping and it's, like, you know, it's low 50s out. And like, can you get a little ice for the water? And I kind of go anti there, too, man. You don't need no ice in that shit.
Hell yeah. How dare you, sir?
Think about giving ice water to, like, somebody that came from, like, I don't know, like, the Zimbabwe, somewhere in Africa where they just have a well. They're like, whoa, this is not good. Way too cold, my friend.
I guess this is a little bit of grow talk. I thought it was wake and bake, but I was down in Florida. You know, I always get the seafood sickness every time I go down there. I eat the seafood until I get sick. And I was, like, out of good water. Like, you know, you're sick, you're dehydrated. So I was like, dude, I got to drink hotel tap water. I forgot how different the water is in Florida. Because of the heat, it is so bad. I mean, and they have to put so much chlorine in it to keep it clean because it's a different temperature than up here. And, you know, as far as growers go, it's really a difference. You don't need a carbon filter up here, man. Down there, you absolutely do.
Where's the water come from? The ground?
It comes from Lake Okeechobee is where it comes
from. There's something behind that.
Yeah, you know what? It's sugar on one side of Lake Okeechobee and citrus on the other side. So good luck, man.
Here is a dank nug from a new crew member by Kyle Lofton. Lofton says, I'm in my second year of growing here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Nice.
And I just joined the DGC crew. I wish I had found you guys sooner. Love the content. And first off, thanks for joining the crew, my friend.
Yes, thank you, Kyle.
The content, and I'm excited to get to implementing some of the knowledge drops from the show. All right. It goes, cheers. The pics I posted are of my first grow. I did some White Widow, and I did them under compact fluorescence. Needless to say, I switched to metal halide and HPS immediately after the first round.
Yes.
Because I would love some genetics from you guys. How do I get on the list? Because my second pick is some golden teacher mushrooms. Oh, nice. Check these shrooms out. Some golden teacher mushrooms I grew from a kit.
Huh. I was wondering about that. Now that shrooms are decriminalized in Denver, can you just call your buddy up and be like, hey, man, can you bring me a big bag of shrooms?
You could have always done that. It doesn't matter about the decriminalization part, dude.
Huh. You don't think, like, the government starts listening?
I actually have my hand on some golden teachers right now. I got to find the right occasion. Oh, and as far as I did just order for you Canadian DGC, we definitely, some of you cast have been signing up, and I am getting your emails. I just ordered some small padded envelopes, so just be patient there. You'll be getting an email soon just confirming it went out, and that's how I'm hooking up the Canadians up here, because otherwise they had to pay quite a bit in shipping to get those seeds from the States.
Yeah, my dog seemed like he ate some shrooms maybe yesterday. He just kind of chilled for about 8 hours, staring at the wall.
All right, let's get into the grow talk here. Let's just jump right into it heavy with the Emerson effect.
Oh,
Emerson,
you know,
controller.
What? I love it, because for the first, we did a little show prep. I thought I understood this, and with Guru teaching it to me for like the 11th time, I get it, man. I get this Emerson effect, dude.
It was, what up, DGC? So I recently purchased 4 Rapid LED Emerson boards.
Okay.
To supplement my 2 315-watt ceramic metal halide
in
my 8x4 tent. Not legit if you're trying to fill that whole tent, 2 315s won't work, but maybe it's just part of the tent.
Well, hang on a second. So, Guru, does the Emerson boards, do they provide any, I guess, meat and potatoes, but any usable light, or is it just trying to make that light more efficient, the light that it has more efficient?
I believe there is some photosynthetic activity in there's definitely photosynthetic activity in those ranges, but no, the main point of the Emerson effect board is to get the Emerson effect.
And that is just allowing the plant to absorb more light?
Yes. And, well, no, not exactly. It's more...
Different nanometers, bro.
It optimizing its photosynthetic systems. So if you just have 730 nanometer light by itself, that's going to flip your phytochrome state. And that's kind of what this guy is asking about.
Right.
He wants a far red initiation light.
Sure.
It will flip the phytochrome to state of the plant really quickly so that it thinks it's nighttime.
Right.
And you get to nighttime quicker, where if you have 660 nanometer light in the absence of 730 nanometer light, that's what flips phytochrome back to its PR state. It's like daytime state.
Got it.
Because, okay, let me just say, phytochrome is part of the plant that it's how it senses day and nighttime.
Okay.
And it's based off of either 730 nanometer light or 660 nanometer light. But when you have both of them together in the right proportion, it allows your photosynthetic system to be more optimized, where instead of it only going through photosystems one during the day and then flipping to photosystems two during the night,
right,
it's able to run photosystems one and photosystems two simultaneously.
Whoa.
Which is really cool. Now, he's trying to control a single Emerson effect board to be able to get a far red board.
Yeah, I have a simple answer to this question.
Can't do that. It's all wired together to where they're all going to come on. You would need to get a separate far red initiation pump.
Yeah, he was saying he wanted to leave the far reds only on. So like, yeah, there's no controller that does that.
But it's a cool idea. I just want to say it's a cool idea. You know, the idea that you can use half of the Emerson board as your far red initiator to shut the plants down. I get it can't be done though because it's all the same. It's all wired in concert, sir. What do they call that in series?
It can't be done with this board.
Right.
You can make your own that you would be able to have 660 and 730 and turn them off independently of each other.
All right. Let me tag on the end here. I got two things to say. One, if you do want to make your own, since these are available over at rapidled.com, use coupon code DUDE2 so I can drop some knowledge, man. I read, and tell me what you think, using making the plants go to sleep quicker, if you will, was the 730, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying?
I can answer that. Yes, sir.
For 15 minutes after lights out, people with photo period plants more, not really autos as much, we're saying, okay, that's going to initiate flower quicker. But not only that, it's going to, some people were saying, my stretch sometimes, like 2.5-3 weeks, I lost like 10 days. It really reduced the time my plants actually stretch.
Right.
So do you see, it's like, is science, is that bro science or?
It's interesting. I'd like to know from more people.
I think it makes sense because they go to sleep quicker, I believe. So therefore, instead of taking like it was up to the 2 hours normally, they go to sleep quicker as far as getting into the flowering state. So something to look into, but
it's around 2 hours quicker. And you can think about it. It's why outside plants start flowering when they have like 14 hours of light.
Right.
Still. It's because the 730 nanometer light is real predominant in our sunsets.
Sure.
And plants have evolved to use that and be able to flip to nighttime really quickly.
Would that have for humans?
Well, I was going to ask, would that have anything to do with the stretch, though?
It far red light can make it stretch more.
Okay, so then using a far red initiator wouldn't stop the stretch. It might actually even make it stretch more.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't really like trying to fall asleep. I just want to hit the bed and go right to REM, like right to deep sleep.
There's got to be something for that, right?
And not drugs. I don't need the drugs. I know there's different drugs.
Oh, there's got to be like a light or something. Well, don't they have like the blue light filter for when you go to sleep?
For your phone?
Yeah. Huh.
Could be.
Blue light wakes you up, brother.
I'm going to move on to a new living soil bed update by Canna Cairo here.
Yeah.
Been working on a living soil bed full on. So he goes, decided to do an update on my last post. I was able to source everything and I have now set up the living bed. Tried to source everything locally, at least from a local hydro store. Shout out to BC Greenhouse Supply. I know those guys. Changed my mind and went with a 4x4 square bed rather than a 200-gallon round pot. Fits better in the space, and I could use the 200-gallon outside next year. Raised up on a pallet, the 4x4 works out just over 13 cubic feet and 10 inches of soil depth. I like that he's put it on a pallet.
Yeah, so you can move it around as long as you have a forklift, hell yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, to have the air under there instead of just the fabrics would be much better airflow.
I agree with you. I'm just having fun.
I'll just nail out what he's got here. Base soil. He's got sphagnum peat moss at 5 cubic foot, 3 cubic foot of worm casting.
Right.
Wow. 2 cubic foot of rice hulls. Now, that's for kind of like aeration.
Yeah, rice hulls are really good aeration. I think they break down into silica, if I'm not mistaken.
They do.
1.5 cubic foot of pumice. Now, what's up with that?
Lava rock, man. That's aeration.
Ah, okay. That's great. Cubic foot of biochar. Aeration. Compost. And then a cubic foot of biochar inoculated with recharge and worm castings. Now, that should be watered in more than mixed in this bed, I'm presuming?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's got the biochar makes a home for it. There's the pumice makes a home for it. It's fucking, that stuff's going to thrive in there, man.
Nice. As far as nutrients, he's got a 1/2 cup per foot. Alfalfa meal, insect frass, love the frass.
So alfalfa meal is nitrogen, insect frass is just to keep bugs away.
No, it's got some MPK in it too.
Okay.
It could be multi-purpose.
Okay.
And it's going to add some beneficial, some different bacteria, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to shit out of the bugs too.
Kelp meal and neem and seed meal.
So kelp doesn't have much. Neem, I think it does have something. Is it a potassium? I can't remember.
I think neem's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And then minerals, we have oyster shell powder, gypsum, basalt rock dust, glacier rock dust, and rock phosphates, three different types of rocks.
Is this the, me and Guru are talking about this. How close does this resemble the Coots mix?
This is pretty much following the Coots mix. I think he even says in the question, he's following the Coots mix recipe.
Okay, the Clackamas Coots mix. Okay, so this guy's one of those, that the original Clackamas Coot was saying, hey, you don't need all this, you know, all these bottles. You can do it in a real simple way. I guess it's not super simple, but you can do it a real natural way.
Or it's more when you want to spend your time feeding your plants. Do you want to spend your time just one time mixing up your soil properly?
Right.
Or do you want to have to mix up your nutrition every single time you water your plant?
I think Coot was just kind of revolting against nutrients as fashion. That was like, you know, 8-10 years ago.
Gotcha. I will take that revolt. Hey, biologicals here. He's using Recharge. He said he made a couple gallons and added yucca to wet down the bed soil as he was mixing it. So it was watered in. And Mammoth Pea. And this is interesting here. He's got the cover crop companions. Alfalfa. Yeah.
Sure.
Crimson clover, white Dutch clover, lentils. Forage peas, dill, ryegrass, creeping thyme, rosemary, and marigolds.
Okay, so some of those, like the peas and whatnot, and the lentils, those are actual, am I wrong on this, nitrogen fixers? Is that, they're going to take nitrogen out of the air and put it into the soil?
Yes, they are.
And then,
with the help of bacteria.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now, what are the cover crops for? Are those just a different root zone? Or do you clip those after a while?
You use those as like a green manure or even part of your mulch layer too.
Okay.
To where it's recycling crops, nutrition.
So making sense. Gosh,
I got a good comment here from DGC, Nunio Biz. Yeah. What's up, man? And he comes in here, and everybody that comment, he goes, I would also add some worms. Just feed them the cover crop, which makes sense. He's going to be trimming it anyway. You'll be chopping it about every day to keep it under control. Just chop it up and tuck it under the hay. I usually chop up an organic banana peel about once a month for worm food. And also a little dusting of grokashi every week. So until the first week of flower, it makes great unicorn poop, he says. I guess speaking of the worm castings that are constantly going on and also benefiting the plant, the soil, the rhizosphere, and all that.
Yeah.
I usually water with coconut water and aloe vera with a little yucca. Why coconut water and aloe vera?
Like, think about it. Coconuts are like the biggest seed on planet Earth. And a seed, just in its essence, is like the start of life. And it contains all the necessary nutrients and things it needs to be able to start life.
Yeah.
Watering that to your plant sounds like a good thing to me.
Sure.
And then aloe is salicylic acid and can be used for cloning and has a ton of really good like micronutrition and hormone stuff going on in it too.
Aspirin.
All right. Goes on with a couple good tips here. So it says you will, in capital letters, get fungus gnats. Now, this is because, obviously, when you're organics and compost, they just come. They're in there. They're usually in with the worm a little bit.
And to keep that microbial activity going, everything has to stay moist. And that's part of the reason you're using mulch, too.
And he goes, you can buy about 500 rove beetles once you get the cover crop going. And you can feed them the grokashi also. They will eat and fly. It says they will eat any fly larva and any kind of dares that stick its butt in the soil. You're like living organic soil no-till. You'll never go back. So, but how? Yeah, we'll see. How long can a bed last? You know,
indefinitely.
I think as long as you keep on enriching it. Yeah,
I guess that's like asking somebody how long can your yard last or how long can the forest last.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to keep on putting. I guess you'd have to keep minerals coming into it and then nutrition as it exhausts.
And really, not as much minerals and nutrition as you would think. Just because the bulk of plant material is carbon that is fixating from the air. It's really eating air.
Sure.
It uses those micronutrients to like move stuff around within itself. And hormonally and just for like the building blocks for stuff. But at the end of the day, the main thing your plant is eating is CO2 out of the air.
Right, right. But it still needs those macronutrients. You're going to need to put them back in.
I'm going to take it on down the line here because I'm going to tell you about, I was actually just, even though poor Dinesh from Optic Fuller has the flu, I was trying to get the lowdown on some info on the MJ BizCon. He's like, I'm in bed with the flu. I was like, man, stay trying to be healthy if you can, guys. Be careful. Maybe wear one of those masks this time of year.
Yeah. Jeez.
Anyway.
I'm hating this thing, man.
I just want to tell you guys about Optic Fuller. Overgrow. If you guys aren't foliar feeding your garden, you're missing out, man. You're already spending money on lighting, nutrition, everything else, and time, effort, all this to keep plant. If you're growing indoors, it's a bit harder than outdoors. But spraying your foliar feeding your leaves is definitely a way to help prevent disease, increase nutrition uptake. And I tell you, just try it on. And this is one of those products that I was impressed with. And Dinesh has been supporting the show and on board since the first DGC Cup. So shout out to that. But if you use this product, you see it within sometimes quicker than like a light cycle. So I would say spray it on a row of your garden. Spray it on these two plants, not the other two plants. If you want to see the difference of how the plants are enjoying getting foliar fed, it's got a little bit of a preventative for powdery mildew spores, and you can spray it all the way up until almost harvest. It's not, it didn't, I used it for PM Scotty and not overgrow, but his ATAC didn't mess with my trikes. Didn't mess with my flavor. Really? I'm careful of that shit for sure.
Yeah.
And it would keep it PM at bay, if you will. I'm not going to say, oh, it just all went away and it was perfect. It would keep it at bay. But that's what I'm telling you. Check them out. Optic Foliar. Hopefully we'll be hanging out soon, buddy.
Sounds good to me, man. Sounds good to me. I just like it that I'm not the one coughing today, man.
All right, what do we got for recharge? We've got a recharge question that's really good here, actually. And tell me who's slinging some cool recharge.
Hell yeah, I got a new one, man. I actually have a green leaf garden supply, a green leaf grower supply, I'm sorry. And is that Bartlesville? Bartlesville, Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Bartlesville. I've been to Bartlesville. Not really.
Well, you got to be like that, man. It's probably a lovely place, sir.
I guess that's not Oklahoma accent either. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
I wonder what an Oklahoma accent is. It's right next to Texas.
At one point in my life, I was told I did have that Midwest accent, but I'm not sure what that is either. The Northern accent is really starting to come in quick, though.
Really?
All right. Recharge rendering other additives useless? ? By Chris here. I see a lot of people in the forums and subreddits talking about adding Floralicious and Botanicare Sweet to pretty much any mineral newt line out there to enhance flavor, resin production, and aroma.
Right.
Went back and forth between a few different hydro shops local to me today in order to find the best deal on quality cocoa mix.
Cool.
And this is an interesting comment. In parentheses, we are so oversaturated with dispensaries or industry-adjacent businesses in Oklahoma since passing medical that a lot of these shops are getting crazy competitive with each other. I've seen this happen first time. picked up two 50-liter bags of Mother Earth cocoa perlite mix for $18. Like, that's a screaming deal, man. One of them had an insane selection of nutrients, just about every organic or synthetic nutrient line I can think of, other than DynaGrow, ironically, because DynaGrow is usually the one, the first one that's in a store to a degree, old school.
Yeah, it's interesting the way those guys are thinking. They'd rather lose money now and gain market share so they can slowly raise the price up once they've got their customers.
That's what happened in Colorado. I mean, Way to Grow did that like crazy. Dude, what are you selling bags of Ocean Fours for $10? Yeah. Man, what the hell?
That's what happens in business, not just grow equipment business.
And that's what's happening, man. You're seeing this business turn into any other, this industry turn into any other industry.
But definitely, yeah, chokes. It's kind of sad in a way because there are some good mom and pops and just, it can choke out some good stores when they realize, oh, shit, we can't sell stuff that cheap.
All right. Hey, I'm going to bring it back to topic. Hey, Guru, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Now, all these have molasses, complex carbohydrates in there, basically sugars in there. We have molasses in Recharge, by the way, but I'm going to explain how much is molasses, our sugars, they a micronutrient or a macronutrient to plants?
Yeah, not really. It's more food for the microbes than any type of nutrition for the plant. I guess there's a little bit of sulfur in it, but other than that, no, it's food for the microbes.
That's my point. And my point is the reason we put molasses in Recharge is because microbes, bacteria, eat those complex carbohydrates and it makes them multiply like crazy. I think what they're selling you there is a really expensive microbe food with a tiny bit of sulfur in it.
Sometimes they don't put everything on the bottle because that happens too.
Yeah, I think like they talk about vitamins. I think it's just some of them are like a little bit of an imitation of Super Thrive, but I've used those products before and I've only used them. I think I bought a gallon of it and I wasn't loyal to it because I didn't see any difference.
It's always funny when they come out, people would come up, man, you got that, GH had a product line that was just like this and the flavors would rotate like berry, then it'd be pineapple.
That's what he's talking about. And it's gross. You don't want that stuff.
So it goes, well, continue on. It goes, upon inspection, Floralicious seems like the main ingredients are kelp and humic and fulvic acid. I know these can have lots of benefits, but after I read the ingredients on the Recharge, I see it not only has microbes, but it already has kelp, fulvic, humic, and molasses already. So if I'm reading the ingredients on these products correctly, Recharge has both of these products used to achieve their state of goal on the top microbes. On top of microbes, sorry. But I see a lot of people saying they're using Recharge alongside these products, even with Mammoth P as well. Are there any benefits to running any of these other additives alongside Recharge, or is it like equivalent additive of superfood?
You know, what I tried to do with Recharge is microbes are really light. It doesn't take much to have a trillion microbes, and my couple grams of it. So what we do is we'd allow them to grow, and we thought about what we could do. I was like, okay, plants eat, or microbes eat carbohydrates. Let's put some carbohydrates in there. They love kelp, and kelp is such a beneficial micronutrient to your plants.
Kelp is a beneficial nutrient not just for plants, like people eat kelp too. Sure. It's good for like, they feed it to cattle and stuff. Kelp has a lot of, it's because it's so rich in those like micronutrients and hormones that are in there.
But I'm like, okay, well, we've got to get a carrier. Let's use kelp. And then I'm a grower. So humic and fulvics, they're available. I put them in there. We have a beautiful amino acid package in there. I don't say anything about, but what I tried to do was just make it a complete product, and I was rewarded for it. It's become popular. It really works.
I got two comments to wrap it up. One, I put the show together, guys. Scotty didn't create this question. This is legitimately in from somebody, and it's a good conversation about all these products on the Hydro Store shelf.
I love talking about what everything does. I do it with everything.
I do like adding, when I was feeding my microbes, I think it was Fox Farm came out with a sweetener that was from like beets or some shit. And my philosophy was like, hey, there's a diverse amount of microbes in this rhizosphere. And instead of just molasses, I'm going to try and maybe feed it some other sweet things.
Was that bro science though? Or was that real science?
No, there's 100% science behind that. Okay. That having different food stocks can influence different
bacteria,
like blooms of bacteria
out. That's true. That is true.
So, and I don't have any other specific products to recommend, but sometimes, I just equated it to like, well, we're made of bacteria, so they probably like to eat different shit like we do. That's not bro science, dude. I did a study on it.
Knowing that and thinking about that aspect of it, I guess you could throw different sweeteners in there. It's different food sources. Said. I never saw a benefit myself, not a measurable one.
All right, let's move on to, let's do one more here. This Tenazi Gardens hanging out in the studio, huh?
Him and his four half wolf dogs, man. Yes, they are. Very well behaved. You can hardly know, right?
Is he like the wolf man on Halloween and just walks around with all four?
He came out, he heard I had this crescendo and he came to smoke a little bit, to vape a little bit.
All right, we'll do one more grow question here. Keep it tidy. We got root growth in veg versus flower.
Okay.
Rusty Shackelford.
Yeah.
Does root growth differ at all in veg versus flower? I know above the soil, growth changes in a variety of ways. What about roots? Do they continue to grow at the growth rate the same once they plant as flowering? This might be a dumb question, but sometimes those are the best kind.
Guru and I were talking about this a bit. And I don't know, what do you think, man? They definitely don't grow as much.
They don't grow as much, but they don't halt growth at all. You kind of got to think of it. The plant kind of changes its metabolism and what it's using things for when it flips to flower.
Right.
Because in vegetative growth, phosphorus is an important plant nutrient for root development and growth. But once the plant switches to flower, it gears a lot more of that phosphorus that it was using for root development and growth towards flower development and growth, which is what we're after in flowering. They definitely do still grow, and they will grow more if you're in a root pruning pot than in a nursery pot.
That's true, because they're constantly, whatever growth they're having, they're constantly at the edge.
Because they can halt their growth. Once they get circled too much, sometimes root growth will come to a halt then.
Makes sense. Good so yeah, point. Certainly going to slow down in the beginning. They're just growing roots like crazy. They're vegetative growing like crazy. So they slow down, but they don't stop. How about that?
It'd be cool to have. I guess obviously it wouldn't work great with lights on the roots, but if you could grow like in a completely clear pot, kind of watch out rolls, but then that would be a negative environment for root development.
Yeah, roots and tops ain't the same, man. Yeah, those solar panels, it's like that would be like flashing sun on the batteries and being like, this should work.
All right, guys, we should get ready to put it in the bag here. Go get yourself some Crockett Family Farm seeds on dudegrows.com on the homepage. A couple days or a day left on that before we put up more genetics for you guys. We're going to have more genetics. We're going to be seed heavy, man. We are rolling deep in the genetics. We want to hook up the DGC. So that being said, let's do some shout-outs, man.
Yeah. How about Sparky and Canadian Grown?
Canadian grower.
Oh, pardon me. This might be the last show that I don't have glasses. I'm going to the eye doctor today, sir, because I can't see shit.
Let's get them lasers up in the eyes.
Maybe.
Trey K and DGC Chef, what up?
See some cheese 420. I just took off my Primus shirt. Hell yeah. And Uncle Jim, what's up, brother?
Colorado Bob and Lady Dank.
Lady Dank and Lord Blueberry and Dragon Flames. I like my dragons flaming.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay higher. Till next time. Peace out.
Take it easy, dude.
Some people love to blaze up the dank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we lighten up a dude. It's just weed, it's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed, it's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed, it's just weed. I like to keep the good vibes on. It's just weed, it's just weed. I like to smoke it out be loud. If the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we're gonna lock you in a cage. No. If you wonder why he hates the dank, just look at how he's being paid now.